Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i Faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i Faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in many countries adhere to the Baha'i Faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and their houses of worship are in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i's principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book Kitab-i-Aqdas. Say, by the righteousness of God, I verily am his best beloved. And at this moment he listeneth to these verses descending from the heaven of revelation, and bewaileth the wrongs ye have committed in these days. Fear God, and join not with the aggressor. Say, O people, should ye choose to disbelieve in him, refrain at least from rising up against him. By God, sufficient are the hosts of tyranny that are leagued against him.
Verily, he revealed certain laws so that in this dispensation the pen of the Most High might have no need to move, and naught but the glorification of his own transcendent station and his most effulgent beauty. Since, however, we have wished to evidence our bounty unto you, we have, through the power of truth, set forth these laws with clarity and mitigated what we desire you to observe. He verily is the munificent, the generous.
He hath previously made known unto you that which would be uttered by this dayspring of divine wisdom. He said, and he speaketh the truth. He is the one who will under all conditions proclaim, verily, there is none other than God besides me, the one, the incomparable, the omniscient, the all-informed. This is a station which God hath assigned exclusively to this sublime, this unique and wondrous revelation. This is a token of his bounteous favor, if ye be of them who comprehend, and a sign of his irresistible decree. This is his most great name, his most exalted word, and the dayspring of his most excellent titles, if ye could understand. Nay more, through him every fountainhead, every dawning place of divine guidance is made manifest. Reflect, O people, on that which hath been sent down in truth. Ponder thereon, and be not the transgressors.
Consort with all religions, with amity and concord, that they may inhale from you the sweet fragrance of God. Beware lest amiss men the flame of foolish ignorance overpower you. All things proceed from God, and unto him they return. He is the source of all things, and in him all things are ended.
Take heed that ye enter no house in the absence of its owner, except with his permission. Comport yourselves with propriety under all conditions, and be not numbered with the wayward. All have been enjoined to earn a living, and as for those who are incapable of doing so, it is incumbent on the deputies of God and on the wealthy to make adequate provisions for them. Keep ye the statutes and commandments of God. Nay, guard them as ye would your very eyes, and be not of those who suffer grievous loss.
Ye have been forbidden in the book of God to engage in contention and conflict, to strike another, or to commit similar acts whereby hearts and souls may be saddened. Wish not for others what ye wish not for yourselves. Fear God, and be not of the prideful. Ye are all created out of water, and unto dust shall ye return. Reflect upon the end that awaiteth you, and walk not in the ways of the oppressor. Give ear unto the verses of God, which he who is the sacred low tree reciteth unto you. They are assuredly the infallible balance established by God, the Lord of this world and the next. Through them, the soul of man is caused to wing its flight towards the dayspring of revelation, and the heart of every true believer is suffused with light. Such are the laws which God hath enjoined upon you, such his commandments prescribed unto you in his holy tablet. Obey them with joy and gladness, for this is best for you, did ye but know.
Recite ye the verses of God every morn and eventide. Whoso faileth to recite them hath not been faithful to the covenant of God and his testament. And whoso turneth away from these holy verses in this day is of those who throughout eternity have turned away from God. Fear ye God, O my servants, one and all. Pride not yourselves on much reading of the verses, or on a multitude of pious acts by day and night. For were a man to read a single verse with joy and radiance, it would be better for him than to read with lassitude all the holy books of God. The help in peril, the self-subsisting. Read ye the sacred verses in such measure that ye be not overcome by languor and despondency. Lay not upon your souls that which will weary them and wane them down, but rather what will lighten and uplift them, so that they may soar on the wings of the divine verses towards the dawning place of his manifest signs. This will draw you nearer to God, did ye but comprehend.
Teach your children the verses revealed from the heaven of majesty and power, so that in the most melodious tones they may recite the tablets of the All-Merciful in the alcoves within the Mashrakel Akhars. Whoever hath been transported by the rapture born of adoration for my name, the most compassionate, will recite the verses of God in such ways as to captivate the hearts of those yet wrapped in slumber. Well is it with him who hath quaffed the mystic wine of everlasting life from the utterance of his merciful Lord in my name, a name through which every lofty and majestic mountain hath been reduced to dust.
Ye have been enjoined to renew the furnishings of your homes after the passing of each 19 years. Thus hath it been ordained by one who is omniscient and all-perceiving. He, verily, is desirous of refinement, both for you yourselves and for all that ye possess. Lay not aside the fear of God, and be not of the negligent. Whoso findeth that his means are insufficient to this purpose, hath been excused by God, the ever-forgiving, the most bounteous.
Should anyone wax angry with you, respond to him with gentleness. And should anyone upbraid you, forbear to upbraid him in return, but leave him to himself, and put your trust in God, the omnipotent avenger, the Lord of might and justice.
Ye have been prohibited from making use of pulpits. Whoso wisheth to recite unto you the verses of his Lord, let him sit on a chair placed upon a dais, that he may make mention of God, his Lord, and the Lord of all mankind. It is pleasing to God that ye should seat yourselves on chairs and benches as a mark of honor for the love ye bear for him, and for the manifestation of his glorious and resplendent cause.
Gambling and the use of opium have been forbidden unto you. Eschew them both, O people, and be not of those who transgress. Beware of using any substance that induceth sluggishness and torpor in the human temple, and inflicteth harm upon the body. We verily desire for you, not save what shall profit you, and to this bear witness all created things, had ye but ears to hear. Whensoever ye be invited to a banquet or festive occasion, respond with joy and gladness, and whoever fulfilleth his promise will be safe from reproof. This is a day on which each of God's wise decrees hath been expounded.
Behold, the mystery of the great reversal in the sign of the sovereign hath now been made manifest. Well is it with him whom God hath aided to recognize the six raised up by virtue of this upright aleph. He verily is of those whose faith is true. How many the outwardly pious who have turned away, and how many the wayward who have drawn nigh, exclaiming, All praise be to thee, O thou the desire of the worlds. In truth, it is in the hand of God to give what he willeth to whomsoever he willeth, and to withhold what he pleaseth from whomsoever he may wish. He knoweth the inner secrets of the heart, and the meaning hidden in a mocker's wink. How many an embodiment of heedlessness, who have come to us with purity of heart, have we established upon the seat of our acceptance? And how many an exponent of wisdom have we in all justice consigned to the fire? We are in truth the one to judge. He it is who is the manifestation of God doeth whatsoever he pleaseth, and abideth upon the throne of he ordaineth whatsoever he chooseth.
Blessed is the one who discovereth the fragrance of inner meanings from the traces of this pen, through whose movement the breezes of God are wafted over the entire creation, and through whose stillness the very essence of tranquility appeareth in the realm of being. Glorified be the All-Merciful, the revealer of so inestimable a bounty. Say, because he bore injustice, justice hath appeared on earth, and because he accepted abasement, the majesty of God hath shone forth amidst mankind.
Let there be naught in your demeanor of which sound and upright minds would disapprove, and make not yourselves the playthings of the ignorant. Well is it with him who hath adorned himself with the vesture of seemly conduct and a praiseworthy character. He is assuredly reckoned with those who aid their Lord through distinctive and outstanding deeds.
Promote ye the development of the cities of God and his countries, and glorify him therein, in the joyous accents of his well-favored ones. In truth, the hearts of men are edified through the power of the tongue, even as houses and cities are built up by the hand and other means. We have assigned to every end a means for its accomplishment. Avail yourselves thereof, and place your trust and confidence in God, the Omniscient, the All-Wise.
Blessed is the man who hath acknowledged his belief in God and in his signs, and recognized that he shall not be asked of his doings. Such a recognition hath been made by God the ornament of every belief and its foundation. Upon it must depend the acceptance of every goodly deed. Fasten your eyes upon it, that haply the whisperings of the rebellious may not cause you to slip.
Were he to decree as lawful the thing which from time immemorial had been forbidden, and forbid that which had at all times been regarded as lawful, to none is given the right to question his authority. Whoso will hesitate, though it be for less than a moment, should be regarded as a transgressor.
Whoso hath not recognized this sublime and fundamental verity, and hath failed to attain this most exalted station, the winds of doubt will agitate him, and the sayings of the infidels will distract his soul. He that hath acknowledged this principle will be endowed with the most perfect constancy. All honor to this all-glorious station, the remembrance of which adorneth every exalted tablet. Such is the teaching which God bestoweth on you, a teaching that will deliver you from all manner of doubt and perplexity, and enable you to attain unto salvation in both this world and in the next. He verily is the ever-forgiving, the most bountiful. He it is who hath sent forth the messengers, and sent down the books to proclaim, There is none other God but me, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after Noteworthy News. May the Providence endow your life with nobility, love, and peace.